I first saw the Iditarod on ABC's Wireless Sports in the 80s, early 80s. And finally, I was in a position toward the end of the 80s to move to Alaska. Matter of fact, I retired in end of 88. I was up here early 89 and immediately sought out and met Joe and Vi Reddington. And from then on, it was just more and more involvement each year. And until I was fully immersed. Okay, I want to be still involved with the Iditarod. The spirit is still there. I've been gone for 4 years. I intend to be a full-time volunteer again in some capacity, in any way that I can help this event take place. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was with Joe Reddington on the trail with the Iditarod Challenge. We left the day after the racers left, followed the trail all the way to Nome. I was first under the arch in Nome amongst the amateurs. Mm-hmm. But being with Joe on the trail and watching him work the dogs, it was amazing. What I know in life for sure is that everything changes. Nothing stays the same. The way it's bad, some ways it's very good, but you never know. Take one day at a time.